Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's on this first Sunday of 2024. It's also the first Sunday after all of the decorations have been taken down and removed, and I think it highlights both the beauty and the simplicity of the sanctuary with our focus on the altar and the Lamb of God. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. Share a few announcements with you. First, the gift gals. Please save the date of Thursday, January 25th for the next outing. Save the date, even though you don't know what you're going to be doing. Time and location are still being determined, and Carol will have an announcement in the bulletin with details and sign-up info next Sunday. Share with you that Jack Stover was admitted to the hospital last night, dealing with further issues and complications from his earlier stroke, so please be praying for Jack and Barb. And as we change into the month of January, the mission of the month is the Church World Service cleanup kits. Info is on page 7 in your bulletin. And let us focus in on our worship of God as we listen to our morning prelude. Psalm 31, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 31 is a psalm of deliverance with a phrase in verse 5 that Jesus himself said from the cross. It is a psalm expressing a strong trust in the Lord. So Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the trap that is set before me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. Let us pray. We come before you now as your gathered people, connected in. Lord, we pray for your redemption. We thank you for the redemption we have through Jesus Christ. And though, Lord, we are sinners, we come before you openly, confessing our sins to you, seeking your forgiveness, that we be restored and redeemed through the precious blood of our Lord. Lord, we are here to worship in spirit and in truth, to glorify you. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Let us sing about that solid rock. Number 404 in your hymnal, please rise as you are able. There with the peace of Christ.
I invite children to come forward for a children's message. How are we doing? Good day so far? Comes another. Who is that? There's not enough snow out there yet, is there? Don't we want some more snow?
Yeah.
No? No? Huh. All right. I have a picture to show you. Who do you think that person is? Believe it or not, that is me in my senior year of high school. Yes, no, and it's not appearing on the screen either. This is my high school senior year yearbook all the way back from 1980, a few years ago. The only saving grace about graduating in 1980 is there's a bunch of people in here that graduated long before then. But that's a long time ago, and I pull this out periodically, and I like to look at various things in this book. My mom was working in the cafeteria, so I can find her picture in here. I, of course, look at this. I remember that I got to wrestle a bear. Then you had, you know, fundraiser, wrestling team, you got to wrestle a bear. You know, it was a big fundraiser back in the day. That was a long time ago. There's one of my wrestling coaches going at it with the bear. All kinds of memories that, you know, sometimes I forget what high school was like. I forget some of what my friends were like. So I go back and I look, and I remember those times when, yes, I used to have a lot more hair. Memories. Well, thinking about memories and looking at the past, we are celebrating the Sacrament of Communion today. It is the Last Supper. It is the Lord's Supper, where Jesus gives us a picture to always remember. And Jesus said, "This is my body." And he said, "This is my blood." And we have the bread and the cup to remind us, because we don't have pictures to look at from long ago. We have this mental picture of the bread and the cup. So as family members of the church, as they receive communion, we are being reminded of how much Jesus loves us. He gave up his body and his blood on the cross that we could be saved through him. And that is something that when we receive the sacrament, we are called to remember of God's great love for us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this image of Jesus giving his body and his blood that we would have eternal life and salvation through him. We pray that our children would be raised up in their families, in their homes, in the community here in the church to know Jesus as their Lord. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks.
Let us prepare for our time of prayer with number 429 in the hymnal, "Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying."
Heavenly Father, gracious God, we thank you for sending us our loving Lord Jesus. And Lord, we pray that you would send us grace and send us power. Lord, be thankful for the start of this new year. We're thankful for the promises of Scripture where you reveal yourself to us. And that promise that Jesus will be with us always to the end of the age. Lord, there are many times when we pray. We pray for your presence to be with us. We pray that you would be with us when we're traveling. We pray that you would be with us when we're working or when we're on vacation. And that, Lord, we are reminded through your word that we don't need to pray for your presence. You are with us. And so when we pray, it's a call. It's a comfort for us to be reminded that you are with us. And Lord, we pray that we would walk with you in this coming year, that you would reveal your will for us as individuals, as households, and as a church, and churches in our community. Lord, we pray for your glory to be revealed. We thank you for the glory that is revealed through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord, as we celebrate, as we observe the sacrament of communion, we thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus. Lord, as we welcome in people into the fellowship of this congregation, we thank you for your Spirit moving amongst us. Lord, we pray for the kingdom of God just continue to be built up here on your earth. We thank you for all who have gathered and connected in this day. We thank you, though, for those that are here maybe for the very first time. Lord, may we continue to extend peace and grace to all. Lord, we pray for our search committee as they're in a time where candidates will soon be interviewed. We pray for their discernment. We pray for the candidates. We pray for the members of the committee that they would seek your will. Lord, we pray for those on our list of concern, including Jack and Barb. We pray for your strength. We pray for relief from the aches and the pains and the severe pain that some are experiencing and the treatment that they're going through. We pray for their health physically and emotionally and spiritually and mentally, that they would know of your peace within their hearts. Lord, as we gather together, unite us in the prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to welcome some new folks into our church membership this day. And so I'm going to call out their names and invite them to come and stand here at the front of the steps, remembering to bring your red hymnal if you need help with the Apostles' Creed. So I invite Peg Ehrman. You don't have to come alone. Beverly Frutti, Ken and Kathy Laub, Jim McCurdy and Carlene Holland, Connie Nicolin, Paula Suma, and Steve and Debbie Russell. And you don't have to stand in alphabetical order. Just stand wherever you so desire. By standing before God in this congregation, you are affirming your desire to join the membership of this church. Having participated in membership orientation sessions, you have come here this morning to be formally received into the family of God's people here in this place. It has been a very real joy to get to know you as a group and as individually, and today we rejoice that your journey of faith has led you into the membership of St. John's Christian Church, and we celebrate your presence within our faith community. Listen to these words of Scripture from John chapter 15, which Jesus offers in regards to being joined together. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. It is through faith in Jesus Christ that you are being received into the membership of this congregation. And now let us affirm our common faith through the words and the meaning of the Apostles' Creed. So I invite us all to share and affirm our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty.
For then you shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We are a congregation that believes in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And having affirmed our faith together, I now ask you the following questions of faith. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, answer, I do. Do you promise, by the grace of God, to be Christ's disciple, to follow in the way of our Savior, to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God. Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering his mission in all the world? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God. And do you promise to participate in the life and the mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves the community and the world? If so, answer, I promise with the help of God. Thank you. Congregation, having heard their promises, let the congregation of St. John's Christian Church express their welcome and affirm their mutual ministry in Christ using the words of the congregational response, which is printed in the worship bulletin. As you join the membership of this congregation, we promise you our friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and ministries of the Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love, and be witnesses of our risen Lord. Welcome to our fellowship. Let us pray. Mighty and gracious God, it is with a spirit of joy and celebration that we praise you for bringing us together in the church, welcoming all who would trust and believe in Christ as Lord. In your name, we welcome these individuals into our faith community, and together, may we worship and praise you. May we continue to grow in faith together, and may we serve you as we minister to others in your name. Amen. We have membership survival kits to pass out to you. They are necessary. They have all kinds of key things in there. But I challenge you, or I warn you, not to take the gum or the lifesaver, because they might have been in storage for a while. These are symbolic in nature. So there's a little paper in each of your bag to say the toothpick is to remember to pick out the good in others. And there's a scripture verse for that. The pencil is to remember to list your blessings daily. The lifesaver is to remember that the Lord is present to help. The puzzle piece, and you can't put all the pieces together to form a 10-piece puzzle, is to remember that without Jesus, we are not complete. So be aware of that. And we have certificates for each of you. And fortunately, for the first time ever, Jocelyn put your names on the bottom. So welcome. I should shake your hand first and welcome you before I pass out this. There you are. Welcome. Welcome. And welcome. Welcome. Must be the two of you. Welcome. Welcome. You're very welcome. You can take your seats as David leads us in singing.
Let us celebrate this blessing of the new membership to our congregation with hymn number 287, Our God Has Made Us One.
Our joy is His delight.
our time of offering with a prayer. O Lord, mighty God, as we remember the wise men who brought you gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in order that they might worship you, we also bring our gifts that we might adore and worship you. We pray that you would bless these offerings, use them to further your kingdom in an abundant and glorifying way. May it be a light to all the world. Thank you for taking care of our needs and helping us to trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the ushers to come forward.